الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on the family, and I mentioned to you the origin of the changes approximately from the time of the Industrial Revolution. That's where the culture change initiated. And of course, there's a lot of detail in that, but I'm not going to go into that. But what I want to say to you today is that thanks to this culture change, there were three major changes in values that were brought about through what we call social engineering. And the reason for bringing about these values, or bringing about the change in the values, was because in the new world of the Industrial Revolution, the issue was, what do you do with the huge quantity of goods that you now were able to manufacture? Because pre-Industrial Revolution, things were made by hand. So obviously, the number was limited. And the offtake was already there because of the people who were there, they would buy. But with the Industrial Revolution, where a particular product took maybe a month to build, in a factory, you did that in 1 hour. So now what happens to the additional supply? Where does it go? Initially, the countries which had colonies dumped them in the colonies. That's how, for example, the entire weaving and textile industry in India got destroyed. Deliberately destroyed by the British in order to sell the cloth from the mills of Manchester and Birmingham and Leeds. And so that cloth was dumped in India, and a very superior cloth weaving as well as textile industry, one of which, for example, the what is known even today, it's no longer there, but it's called the Dhaka Muslin. The muslin cloth of Dhaka, and they used to say that a whole 6 meter sari could be drawn through a finger ring. When I went to Dhaka the first time, I asked people, I said, where can I see this muslin? They said, you have to go back in history to see it, because it's no longer there. And it was, this entire industry was actually deliberately destroyed by the British to force Indians to buy poor quality but factory manufactured cloth from Manchester. So they did that while they could, but then the production outstripped that as well. So with a great one has to say intelligence, they created the entire system of materialism that we are currently living with. So the religion of the world got changed from Christianity and Islam and Judaism and Hinduism and Sikhism and all the other isms to materialism. And today materialism is the largest religion and has the greatest number of converts. And I'm not being facetious, and I'm not playing on the words. This is actually a fact. An ism is a religion. If it's not a religion, why do you call it materialism? Now, the way to do that, how they managed to do that, was they changed three critical values. The first value that was changed was from saving to spending. From saving to spending. There are enough people here who are of, my vintage and older, who can remember quite clearly of how saving was such a critically important thing when we were children. We were taught that, our parents did that, all these stories that we heard at home were about people who were wise because they saved. My mother always used to tell me, buy gold. Keep, because that does not lose value. So buy gold. Don't just keep money like that in the bank or wherever. So, but that was bad news for an economy which is to be based on materialism. You want people to buy. You want people to spend. So the value was changed from saving to spending. The second value which was changed was from sharing to owning. I must have my own. Now, how many of us, especially the older ones, how many of us remember quite routinely, without comment, wearing the clothes of our elder brothers and sisters? This was normal. I mean, it was not looked down upon. It was nothing wrong, nothing bad. You wore your elder brother's clothes, or you wore your elder sister's clothes, and you wore their shoes, and so on and so forth. And a thing was never thrown away until it was literally could not be used. I mean, it would be threadbare and full of holes before it would be actually. And even there, I don't actually remember anything being thrown away. I mean, I do not remember seriously, and not because my memory is failing or anything like that. In my childhood, I never remember my parents or anyone throwing a shirt into a garbage bin. Never. That shirt got converted into a dishcloth. It got converted into something else. It was until it ceased to exist, period. I mean, it had to become like individual thread separate from each thread before it was. So, something it was used for whatever it was, polishing the car or cleaning shoes or something. No one ever threw away anything. I mean, today we talk a great deal about recycling. We grew up in a world where every single thing was recycled. There was no such thing as non-recycling. But today we have lived in a world where now we have to talk about actively recycling and use recycling because the value got changed. There's no question of recycling. I don't share. I must have my own. And all of these things today in my consulting practice in family businesses, one of the big things I do is arbitration between family members who are at each other's throats in division of property. And 100% of the time, 10 times out of 10, I can tell you that those battles which are being fought in courts of law and in the arbitration court and before arbitrators between brother and brother, brother and sister, those battles actually started in the nursery when they were 2 years old. That is where it started. And the parents today who curse themselves and curse their children because the children are thinking like this, they forget the fact that they trained their children in that way. And I remember when I tell them, people look at me very surprised. How, what do you mean we trained them? I said, did you not, when one child said, I will not share my toy, did you not tell the child, yeah, it's okay, I'll get you your own. Did you say this or you didn't say this? Yes, we said this. So what is the value that you are reinforcing? That it is okay not to share with your siblings, that you must have your own. I said, at 2 years old, it was a dinky toy. Today, it is your factory. It is your company. It is your business. Exactly same logic. Nothing has changed. So the thinking was changed of do not share. Do not even share with your brothers. So forget about sharing with the larger community, neighbors. I mean, who's a neighbor? I don't even share with my own brother. Why will I share with a neighbor? And whereas in Islam, the principle is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if it is soup, put some more water in it so that you can give some to your neighbor. So value was changed from sharing to owning. And the third value which got, which was actively and which continues to be propagated and which continues to be done is the value of greed. Now, when I say something like value of greed, you might think I am being foolish because how can greed have value? But believe me, your entire economy is based on greed. If there was no greed, you would have no economy. It's as simple as that. Value is based on greed. And how is this greed? By deliberately deleting contentment. Never be satisfied with what you have. Always want something else. Don't be satisfied with the body you have. I'm not recommending looking like a pregnant cow. I mean, by all means go and do exercise and so on and so forth. But also believe me, you are never ever going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger unless you invent reincarnation or something. I mean, that's not going to happen. It's not in your genes. But internal dissatisfaction. You're not happy with the body you have. You're not happy with the eye shade you have. You're not happy with the clothes you have. You're not happy with the car you have. You're not happy with the phone you have. You're not happy with Whatever you have, do not be happy with that. Always want something else. So I have this phone, but I'm looking for an upgrade. Which will do what? Make my coffee? I mean, it's still a phone. You still talk on it. What's the big deal? But there is a huge big deal. And that's how the entire market operates, right? So never be satisfied. Contentment is bad. Do not be content. And instead of what? Greed. Want more, want more, want more, want more. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Arhaakumut takasur. This greed will completely destroy you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. And he said it will not end until you have the ziyarah of your qabr. Until you go and see inside your grave when you go into the qabr. So we'll talk about the rest of it tomorrow. This is a issue of family, so we'll take some time to do that. But for the moment, I just want you to remember these are the three critical values that were changed. And my reason for telling you this is not for us to have an intellectual discussion. It is for us to reflect in our own lives and say, how much have these values changed in me? How much have I changed in myself with regard to these three values that I mentioned? And that's the whole point of the Fajr reminders. To help us to reflect in our own lives and say, how much have they changed? And if you think that this change is bad for you, well, what's stopping you from changing the change? You know, go back to the original values. In this case, they also are Islamic values. But even if they were not Islamic values, these were the original good values on which the society was based. And believe me, we were far happier than what we have now. We had much less material, but we were far more content and far happier than we are today with much more material, but no contentment. And there's no peace of mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us contentment because that is the greatest of ni'mat, the greatest wealth is to be content with what we have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us contentment and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.